Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Joe Corbulus. I'm here with Stephanie Ellen Alameda, my co-host. Stephanie, say hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
And
happy Monday.
Yeah. This is What Women Entrepreneurs Radio Want. So we are here and we are live. And so what's happening, Stephanie? What's new with you?
Oh, boy. I mean, the summer is finally here. That's wonderful. I'm working on my tan because I definitely turn into some sort of ghost over winter. But, no, I'm working on my tan. That's good. Getting involved in a lot of summer projects, that's the best time for fashion, in my opinion. Everybody loves spring. I love summer. I love the dresses and the shorts and the big hats. So I'm working on my sunglass collection as well. But a lot of great things.
Cool.
I love the summer. It's such a good time to get outside.
All right. So listen, do me a favor and give everybody our website and tell us what's going on there and what we can expect to see soon.
Absolutely. So our website is www.neverstopliving.web.com. Our website can give you all of our information, what we're about, how to get involved. We also have, you know, features on our women, features on our events. You can meet all these women around your area right on our website. There's so many opportunities on there. You really should check it out, as well as our photo galleries with the events that we've done. And, I mean, it's just spectacular. You can get so much done through the Internet nowadays, and I really encourage everyone to get on there and take a look.
That's cool. And one thing we're going to be adding soon, and we'll give you more details, but, you know, we're looking for supporters and sponsors and various events and things that we're doing, and we're going to give you some details of how you can, you know, very inexpensively participate with us and be a part of our marketing program, and it should be something that can help you in your business. And that's really kind of what we're all about. We're a very supportive group, and we're trying to make things happen. We're looking for the right people to partner up with us and support what we're doing so we can support what you do.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So I will say a couple things here before we bring on our guest today. We are planning an event. We haven't had a women's group event in a while, and there's been a lot of reasons for that, and finding the right location and, you know, the right timing to do things. And we found something of interest to us, and the details are going to be coming soon. But the next event will be in Greenwich, Connecticut, and we have a venue. And it's a private space, and all the details will be coming soon. We hope to do this sometime in June. I don't have any specific date yet, but, you know, we figure somewhere around a month from now we'll be doing that event. So we will be looking for some supporting sponsors and things of that nature, but we're looking for our people from anywhere from Stanford to Greenwich to, you know, northern Westchester that can attend this event. It's all within, you know, reach. So look for those details really soon.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. We haven't had a women's group event in quite some time, and they are so much fun. They are so beneficial. Every time I go, I meet somebody new, and it's honestly spectacular. And the vendors there are always great. There's always something to contribute. Always something to look out to buy, especially in the summer. Like, I love it when we have vendors with dresses and jewelry. Like, it's just the best time of year to accessorize, in my opinion, of course. And that's going to be really great. I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Yeah, the Greenwich area is really nice. There's a nice professional crowd in that area, and we do have some supporting people. I'm working on one of the local publications being involved as well to help support the event. So that would make it even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how are we doing on our talk there? Is anybody on the line?
Oh, yeah. Looks like we just got a caller. Let me get her in right now.
Okay, great. Let's see who we got.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good.
So good. How are you? You
Welcome.
Sound so happy today. Is it because it's summer finally?
I am happy. It's finally summer. It's so nice out. The trees are blossoming. It's just so beautiful.
Something about an attitude change with the good weather too, right? You know, it's just, some people have a good attitude year-round, but everybody seems to get happy now.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
No, winter time, I think everybody likes to stay in and, cozy up on the couch, just watch movies and have hot chocolate, and summer is like everybody's outside, everybody's happy and smiling, for sure. Yeah.
I'll start off by saying that, Daria, I met you, somewhere around the beginning of the year. You were at an event, and we started talking, and I immediately saw, that you had this presence and kind of star quality, and I told you so right away. And
thank you.
We become friends immediately afterwards, and then you were performing. It was a day or two later at my friend John Lander's, the Big Apple.
Correct.
Music
That's
series,
right.
Right. And
yeah.
So we went there to support, I had a photographer there with us as well, and we took some photos, and it was a really great night, and it was a great opportunity to actually see you, on stage and perform. So that's how we came about doing this. And since then, we've kind of been part of, a number of different things together, in various events and things like that. So Daria, just tell everybody about yourself, the basic information, and really get into the specifics of what you're doing now with your singing career.
Right. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Joe. You're such a beautiful person, and I thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you to Stephanie as well.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the support. And, I'm a singer-songwriter here in New York. I'm doing EDM music with a tinge of pop. I also kind of segued out into house music. There is a song in production currently. So lately I've been my story started a long time ago with singing. I started singing in Germany, where I did a reality TV show in Germany, and then I went to live in London, and I went on Pop Idol in the UK, and I got to sing in front of Simon Cowell, which was kind of cool. He liked me. He liked my performance.
Great.
So I was very, very proud of myself. But thank you. And at some point I kind of decided that I wanted to do a plan B first, went to university, went to work in finance, and 2 years later, after working in finance, I was kind of no, this is not what I'm meant to be doing. We have those moments where we're trying to find ourselves, I think. And so I moved to New York. I packed up my bags. I moved to New York from London and went to acting school, and it kind of led me right back to singing. I just love being on stage. It's something I cannot deny myself any longer. So for the last 2 years, I've been pushing the singing a lot. I've been performing a lot. I've been writing a lot, working with amazing producers in New York and Long Island. And I'm hoping for our first album release in September. At least that's the goal.
Cool.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about, your performance and what you would call your style and how you present yourself. Because I've seen you now a couple of times, and I see that you really picked up the pace in performing. So tell us a little bit about that, and also, what are your favorite things or favorite moments you've had recently in doing this?
Sure, of course. Well, I feel like over the last year, things have really picked up for me. I've received a lot of support in social media and for performances as well. The performance that you mentioned for T-Bimes was, my first proper deal performance, I would say, like in front of a live audience, because that venue is just beautiful. That was at Toshi's living room. I love that venue. And that led to many more things. And recently I went to Boston. I got to perform and open for a very famous Russian act. I was performing in front of 800 people. And that was definitely the highlight this year so far for me. Yeah, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And this was a, you have to imagine, this was a singer that I used to listen to his music to when I was a kid. Like I was very small, but I remember his songs. And so I got to share the stage with him. And he came out on stage and gave me a hug and asked the audience to give me a round of applause one more time. It was a very magical moment for me, I really have to say.
Wow, yes. That's actually spectacular.
I saw the photos, and the photos, and, you know, the stage was nice, and it had the video backdrop. It looked really amazing. It's too bad it wasn't here.
I know. Well, that's the next step.
But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I just love being on stage. I love entertaining. I love putting smiles on people's faces. And I wouldn't be doing it if that wasn't the case. If I wasn't getting good and positive feedback, I don't think I could do this. So I'm happy to say that so far it's been going very well, very well. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the way I present myself, I'm a very outgoing, happy person, and I want to pass on that happiness and positivity and energy. Because, I don't know, in life I feel like it's all about this positive energy exchange, and I really enjoy doing that.
And you do. Yeah. You actually, you know, exude that confidence and that energy, and it's a fun room when you're performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
So we also did, back in February, I had done a fashion show in White Plains with Laura of Laura's Boutique, and Daria was one of the two women that performed that night and got to sing a song there, and, you know, that was well-received as well, so that was a fun night.
Definitely. It was so much fun. Like, every chance I get to perform, I treat it with utmost respect, and because it's yet another opportunity to shine, another opportunity to meet amazing new people. So it was definitely a really fun night. Yeah, I got to meet some great people, great photographers, great designers, and just any opportunity I get to be on stage.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you also did a performance. You sang a song at Natasha Brezhnaya, the designer's birthday party, and I think I captured the photo of the night of you singing.
Yes, I think so. I did it Coyote Ugly style. I climbed on top of the bar. There was no stage, so the bar counter had to be it. And that was a first for me, but it kind of worked out well, right, Joe?
Yeah, it was very good, and it was actually videotaped, and you know what, we'll get this up again, you get it to us, and we'll share this with the archive of this show, so
thank you so much. Can
also look at that, because it was a very well-done video.
Yes.
Yeah, Lorenzo
and I love
Anderson
Natasha,
did it right.
Know?
Yeah, and it was that was really great, it was really cool and natural.
Definitely. It was an in-the-moment kind of deal, and I love Natasha to bits, and she was the one who kind of introduced us to each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
she's
it was.
Such a beautiful soul.
Awesome. Yeah. So Stephanie, you have a question there?
Yeah, you know what? You are so inspirational, and I really just want to know, what is the best advice that you can give to other women out there trying to do what you're doing?
That's a good one. So, first of all, I think my first advice, and this is something I've been living by, is know what you want. I think the first step in achieving anything is really be very clear on what exactly you want to achieve. If there is confusion and no clarity, it's very difficult to go for it. You know, this is something I've experienced, you know, in my own kind of life. Like, until I knew exactly what I want, nothing was really happening. And as soon as I knew, things just kept rolling in like a wave after wave of new opportunities. And be confident, believe in your abilities. It's really interesting how very often we tend to not give us enough credit, not give ourselves enough credit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's very important to really, like, I was doing a workshop the other day, and one tip that we have received is to write a list of gratitude. So every morning you wake up, you write 10 things down that you're grateful for and why you're grateful for
absolutely.
Them. And in the evening, you write a list of appreciation. So you write 10 things down that you appreciate about yourself. So it's all about, like, positive reinforcement and making yourself think positively, and that way kind of conjuring up the good stuff in your life.
And you can say that really did help you.
It helped me a lot to just to keep my mindset on what I want, what I'm grateful for, and, you know, appreciate what I've achieved. So it's very easy to forget what you have achieved already. You know?
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know,
it's very
No,
it's
kind of
like
very
easy to dwell on the negative.
Exactly.
And so it's very important to stay on a positive track.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other night we met at an event, and we were talking a little bit, and we were talking a little bit about this, you know, and about, you know, the support system and how, you know, like-minded people help you get through and get you to the next level. And we were just kind of talking about some of these things.
Yes, it's definitely very important to be surround yourself with the right people that are also positive, that are also striving for a goal. It's very difficult to get sucked into a negative spiral if you surround yourself with the wrong people, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Such wonderful advice. So common, but nobody does it.
And knowledge. No one does. Knowledge is power. You have to know your trade.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I wish somebody had told me that 2 years ago. I remember jumping around from topic event to event, not having any idea where I was going. And, you know, it's really important to have that direction. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And definitely be okay with being outside of your comfort zone. This is something I had to learn as well. Like, I usually like my comfort zone. I like to stay there and just, you know, but it's so important to be comfortable, you know, when you have to improvise or when you're in a situation that you're not used to, and without forgetting who you are, without forgetting where you're striving to be. Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm out and about. I meet a lot of people, and as I do, I see probably the biggest issue with everybody is that a lot of people remain in their comfort zone and never really become who they should be, and never, you know, show the world their skills or talents. You know, I know it's not easy, but, you know, you have to continuously stay out of your comfort zone. Even when you achieve success, then you have to find something new and get out of your comfort zone again. You just have to keep doing that. Constantly be out of your comfort zone.
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. That's the only way we can grow.
Yeah, it's the only way.
Absolutely.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
The only way.
Yeah. I mean, the goal in life is to become the best you can be, and you can only achieve that through constant learning and growing and challenging yourself, for sure.
That's actually something, the background of my phone actually says, life doesn't begin until you're outside of your comfort zone. That's very true. It's very important. That keeps me going every morning. I wake up, I see that, and I probably do crazier things than I should do, to be honest, but No problem.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, man, that's a nice thing to have on your phone, for sure. It's a nice reminder. Yeah.
So, Daria, let's focus a little bit on your upcoming album. So let me ask you some questions about it. Let's start off with, do you have a particular concept or theme to the album? I mean, are we going to hear different styles, or is it, based on what you're like now? Or tell us a little bit about how this came to be and what your concept is for the album.
So I'm working with several different producers, and every time I get into a room with a new person, something new gets born. Like,
okay, good.
I give birth to my songs, it's like a spiritual birth. you will hear different sounds, because I want to stay very versatile, and because that's who I am. You will hear dance music predominantly, but it will be influenced by pop music. It will be influenced by world music. There will be some R&B beats. There will be some house influences. So I want to stay interesting and versatile. And and I'm still in the process of working with producers. So I'm actually excited to find out myself.
Yeah, good.
What it will sound like in the end.
You'll hear your end product and go, wow, is that me?
Exactly.
That's going to be so cool.
That's exactly what I want. I want to be surprised myself.
Right.
Beautiful.
So how are you doing on your target? You told me you have a target, kind of September. How's it coming along?
Sorry, Joe, I couldn't hear you. One more time.
I said you told me you had a target, date tentatively in September. So how's it coming? Are you on track for that?
Currently, yes.
Okay. These things go sometimes, September is a good time of the year to kind of get that out. People are then past the summer, and, it's a good time to get things out, and people pay attention more. They get back to, meeting and socializing and business and also hearing things that are new. So hopefully you stay on track with that. I definitely
want to stay on track, but at the same time I don't want to pressure myself too much, because I feel like when it's the wrong type of pressure, I don't think I'll produce the right sound. So I want to ease into it. Do you know what I mean? I want to ease into it and create something really good. And if that means having to move the release date, I'll move the release date. But it has to be good. Primarily, it has to be good.
It's
going to
be
so
great.
So we just, nothing formal, but we chat a little bit. We always talk about different things. But one thing I can pretty much assure you, somewhere along the line when it's time for that, little party or release party or whatever you want to do, that you'll find me helping there and promoting and part of the event.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Joe. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate all of your support. You've been so kind to me since we met.
Well, thank you very much. So what we want to do here, we want you to tell us a little bit about maybe some things that that you're going to be doing upcoming, where people might see you, and then you give us your, contact information, so how people can get you.
Sure. Yeah, of course. So currently I perform every Saturday at a new place called Urbo. It's URBO. It's an amazing venue. It's a bar on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan. So it's every Saturday. I start singing around 11. I know it's a bit late, but it's definitely worth it. It's me and an accordion player and a saxophone player. We kind of like interchangeably create an amazing atmosphere. And that's where you can see me on a weekly basis. And plenty of more coming, but yet to be announced. To find out more information, you can visit my website, It's dariasmusic.com, and Daria is spelled D-A-R-J-A. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And on Facebook, I'm Darius Music. On Instagram, I'm Darius Music. And on Facebook, I'm Darius Music. Yeah.
Beautiful.
But most importantly, it's with a J, but pronounced
and we'll
as a
share,
Y.
Yeah, we'll share this information as well. And so the nice thing about the Blog Talk Radio here, too, is that as soon as the show's over, there's an archive, and you can share that, and everybody can share that, and it can be listened to at any time, this show. So, you know,
excellent.
So we get some, you know, we get a good amount of live listeners, but we get a lot of archive listeners. So,
oh,
you know,
wonderful.
We'll make sure that that's posted so that people can just, you know, share the link, and you as well. And you can also,
you
know, feel free to post your information and your video if you want. And, you know, we'll keep getting the word out there because Daria is someone to watch. She's got star quality. She's very talented.
Oh, thank you.
And as much as anything, she's really good people. She's also very supportive of other people around us, too. So that's very well received. So we thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Oh, thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Madeline.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank
of course,
you.
Madeline. Great to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me. All right. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
I'll
have a good
back.
Afternoon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
So, Stephanie, it was a really good show. And
Absolutely.
So let's just recap that, you know, Daria's got an upcoming album she's working on,
uh-huh.
and she is performing now weekly as well as select other events. She's out and about a lot, and the music is a bit eclectic. She does dance and house music, but there is other influences, and, you know, she's performed around the world. You know, she's lived in Germany, lived in London, so she's got,
wow.
You know, that world style here. So, you know, and she has an amazing presence, and she's just a really enjoyable person. So it was a pleasure having her on.
Absolutely.
So let's just kind of recap here in the final minutes here, Stephanie, that let's go over the our website again, and then I'll
Absolutely.
Also mention the page. Yeah.
All right. Well, the website again is www.neverstopliving.webs.com. Again, it has everything you need to know about the women's group and more, so get on there and check it out.
Yeah, and we can be found on Facebook, and it's at What Women Entrepreneurs Want. Our page, just like the page, we put up some information. It's an open page. Feel free to comment and, you know, connect with us in any way. And just getting back to the website, that we will be adding something shortly with some details about
mm-hmm.
how you can support what we're doing in different ways. And one of which will be, you know, coming and attending our events, and we will be having something in June sometime in Greenwich. And we'll see
Absolutely.
What goes from there, you know. We're looking to, you know, go back and do our thing at our home base, which is Westchester County, New York. And also,
yep.
you know, this fall you can really expect something in the city from the group in Manhattan.
Yes.
And that will be the first time. So we want to do that right. We want to do that special. So, you know, we're kind of in the initial stages of planning that correctly.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and just so everybody knows, the Blog Talk Radio Show is archived and can be listened to at any time. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. And you'll find us basically every 2 weeks. We're currently working on some additional guests, and Stephanie and I will talk more about that, and, you know, that will be posted soon, you know, who we got coming up, and you can expect that 2 weeks from today. Yeah. And then we're also going to do, I'm going to do the Rough Around the Edges Marketing Media and Events, which is my other, you know, kind of business here. And we're going to do that show every other week when the women's show is. And I will have a, you know, different co-host or until I find somebody that, you know, like Stephanie that I'm comfortable with and, you know, enjoy working with on a full-time basis. And that show is going to feature things, you know, not just the women entrepreneurs, but it's open to men and women, and it will feature arts, entertainment, music, you know, so, some more news about what's going on, not just with us, but anything that people should be aware of that can help them grow their business as well as enjoy some fine art and entertainment and, you know, it could be anything. So the show's going to be a little different format than this. And so that's coming. That's coming soon. So you'll see everything.
All right,
In the meantime, you can find me. It's Joe Corbalis, Corbalis, on Facebook. And Stephanie, give them your spelling there, and you can be found there as well.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Stephanie, L-M-E-L-L-E-N, Almeida, A-L-M-E-I-D-A. And it looks like we're all out of time, Joe, so let's head out.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.